We start the second half of today's session, and we will hear three talks from the chairmen of the PACs. The first is Professor Tseruya, chairman of the PAC for particle physics. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to report to you on the last meeting of the PAC for particle physics that took place in June 18 and 19. We had a very busy agenda with an unusually long list of projects that were proposed for continuation. after completing the first three-year term. As usual, I will focus on the highlights of that meeting, which are listed here. These are the updates on the NICA, MPD, and BMATEN, a report on the first collaboration meeting of the MPD and the BMATEN experiments, support to groups involved in NICA, report on the Nucleotron Run 55, and then, as I mentioned before, the long list of projects that are seeking a continuation. So, first of all, on the Nucleotron NICA project, the PAC was pleased to hear the continuous progress towards the realization of the NICA project. There has been continuous improvements, and in particular, the PAC note the successful operation of the heavy ion source, the Cryon 60, and the significant improvement in the quality of the beam structures, that you can see on this plot here, and the preparations for the booster assembly that is supposed to be taking place right now. The Nucleotron Run 55 was very successful. Three different species were produced for long periods of time. First, there was a carbon beam that was used for the short-range correlation program of BMATEN. Then there were about a week of argon beam and another week of krypton beam that were used by the BMATEN. The three periods of run with the three species were very good, and the machine performed quite well. And we expect to see first results from all those measurements at the next PAC meeting. On infrastructure, as you know, there is a lot of work going on at the laboratory. And last time we reported on helium, the water cooling, the power supply. This time the focus was on the civil construction. And there are three main buildings that are being constructed within this project. The most important one, let's say, is the NICA collider. As you can see on this picture is from June. The western ring, a half ring, is already completed. The work is ongoing at advance, both at the MPD and at the SPD halls, and there are preparations for the eastern half ring. The other big building is the compressor hall that is close to the Nucleotron also, and the new users building, the NICA Innovation Center. The design is now finalized, and I believe that this thing will go for bid pretty soon. We also heard presentations from Rusakovich and Tsenov on the long-range plan, the strategic plan for the future of GINR in the field of particle physics and the relativistic heavy ions and spin physics. The PAC highly appreciates the GINR Directorate efforts towards establishing priorities and shaping up the strategic plan for the future of the laboratory, and the committee looks forward to being informed about further developments and proposals to be considered at the next meetings. The first collaboration meeting of the MPD and BM-ATTEND took place here at JNR on April 11-13. This is a real milestone, a real achievement in the formation of those collaborations, long-awaited step. And it was very well attended. The park was pleased by the great interest of the international scientific community in the MPD and the BM-ATTEND experiment, as reflected by the attendance of about 200 participants at the meeting and by the large number of new groups that are joining the collaborations. During that meeting, the institutional board was formed, bylaws were adopted, and a very detailed roadmap was conceived for the establishment of the structure and management teams of the MPD and BM-ATTEND collaborations. And this will take place at the second collaboration meeting that I will mention briefly in a moment. And the PAC also supported the JNR management effort to secure funding for NICA collaborators. In this respect, I'm very happy to mention, as already was said this morning, that the Russian Federation for Basic Research has launched on September 3rd a grant program to support research at NICA, grants of the order of 3 to 6 million rubles per year, for a duration of 3 years, will be granted starting of January 2019. I think that this is extremely positive news and a real milestone to really help the Russian groups that are interested in the NICA science. This is now also connected to the JNR grant program to support also NICA research that was discussed here last time and was also discussed at the PAC, that now is considered as a complement to the RFBR program, in the sense that this program will now focus on supporting non-Russian groups and in particular member state groups working on NICA. I remind you that the idea is to provide grants mainly to support students and postdocs for a period of 3 years through a competitive process based on the scientific merit of the proposals. As I mentioned, the second collaboration meeting of the MPD and BM-ATTEND is now scheduled to take place at the end of next month. The main goals, as I mentioned earlier, is the election of the spokesperson and the election of the chairperson of the institutional boards. There will be also discussion about new institutions that are seeking admission to either BM-ATTEND or and MPD. There are 6 new institutions that have expressed interest, and that will be discussed at the meeting. And of course, there will be a long discussion about the current status of both the MPD and the BM-ATTEND. Now, concerning the MPD itself, the PAC appreciates the ongoing efforts for the preparation of the technical design reports, in particular for the FHCAL, that is developed by teams from INR and MEFI. And another subsystem which is crucial for day one for the MPD is the electromagnetic calorimeter. And the PAC urged the MPD team to finalize the ECAL-TDR, including results of simulation for the recently adopted projective geometry. This is a real improvement in the performance of the detector, giving a more uniform response along theta and phi, as you can see here. And to finalize the TDR so that a timely construction plan and the commissioning is presented as soon as possible. On the BM-ATTEND continues to improved and to add equipment to the setup to slowly approach the final configuration of the detector, and in particular large area gem detectors and first silicon stations were installed last time for the RAN 55. The pack acknowledged the improved detector performance and the large statistics of experimental data collected with the argon and krypton beams. And as I mentioned earlier, the first run with the carbon beam for the short-range correlation studies. As done not once, the pack urges the team to concentrate on the analysis of the collected data, on the completion of the detector configuration and the installation of a vacuum pipe through the experimental setup. In this table, you can see how the setup of the detector has improved. This is the one used in run 55. This is the last of the technical runs of BMA10. The next run will just be physics production runs. The short-range correlation was done during RAN 55, and we heard a presentation by Eli Piasecki from Tel Aviv University. You can see here that this measurement is done basically with the BMA10 detector, complemented or supplemented by additional detectors that are needed for these particular studies. The pack really congratulates the tour de force of the collaboration for the rapid realization of this project that was proposed about a year ago, and it has already, within a year, taken data. So we are looking forward to see the results on the physics analysis. Now, on the long list of projects that were approved for completion in 2019 and proposed the continuation, for the first time, the pack for particle physics decided, following the amended regulations for the pack, to implement a more differential system to evaluate the proposal that were submitted to the pack. I remind you that usually the project that were approved with first priority, so we decided to have a more differential grading in the approval, as you will see now. NA61 was resubmitted, was submitted a year ago, and they came back again with a modified proposal, taking into account the recommendations that we made on the PAC 5047. However, the PAC considered that the travel budget, which represents most of the requested fund, is relatively high, in particular keeping in mind that there will be no run in 2019 and 2020. Assuming that the travel request will be significantly reduced, the PAC decided to recommend continuation of GINAR's participation in the NA61 experiment until the end of 21 with second priority. NA62 is an experiment devoted to measurements of rare kaon decays, K plus decaying into pi plus neutrino antineutrino. The PAC appreciates the observation of the first candidate event. The PAC also appreciates the corrective measure that the collaboration is taking in order to mitigate the effects from the beam, background and intensity that could impact the final sensitivity. This only was considered a very good project, and the PAC recommends continuation of the participation of GINAR in the NA62 experiment until the end of 2021 with first priority. Hipernis is the study of light neutron-rich hypernuclei. The spectrometer upgrade has been completed successfully. This is also an experiment that is being, of course, carried out at the Nucleotron. This is an in-house project, and the PAC recommends continuation of this project until the end of 2021 with first priority. ARPOM-2, this is a very successful collaboration involving groups from the US, France, and the UK. They have already obtained data, and this is considered of importance also for experiments carried out at JLab, and it was recommended to continuation till 2021 with first priority. DSSS measures analyzing powers in deuteron proton elastic scattering. The availability of the deuteron and proton polarized beam from NICA is well acknowledged by the progress made in the collaboration, and the PAC also recommend continuation of this project till the end of 2021 with first priority. STAR, this is the only running experiment now at RIG, the only heavy ion experiment running at RIG. The JNR group participating in STAR focuses on the measurements of two particle correlations, in particular anti-proton, anti-proton correlations and lambda-lambda correlations. They also study properties of charged hadron spectra. They participate in the event plane detector upgrade. They will participate in the beam energy scan phase 2 that will start next year. All in all, is a positive assessment by the PAC and was recommended for continuation till the end of 21 with first priority. HADES is an experiment at the GSI focused on the measurement of electron-positron pairs in proton nucleus and the nucleus-nucleus collisions at very low energies. The main goal is to investigate the properties of nuclear matter, dense nuclear matter creating these collisions, and ultimately to learn about the in-medium modifications of the hadron properties. Similar measurements can be done at MPD, covering a much broader energy range, and the MPD, the PAC, encourages the JNR team to shift its focus to the measurement of dileptons and NICA, and recommended the continuation of the participation in the HADES experiment until the end of 2021 with second priority. The precision laser metrology for accelerators and detector complex, this is work done in collaboration with CERN. The PAC notes the further plans of the project integration in the CERN's networks of PLIs, but considers that the group should implement its expertise in the NICA project, and the PAC recommends continuation of this project till 2021 with second priority. There was a new proposal that was presented to the PAC called ARIEL, Physics at Future E plus E minus Collider. The goal is to develop the physics program for future E plus E minus colliders. However, due to several circumstances, the PAC was not impressed or convinced by the impact that this work could have, and recommended approval of this project till the end of 2021 with third priority. Then there were a series of proposals on themes that were approved for completion in 2018 and asked either to continue or to close and to modify, to reopen it under a new name. There are three under this category. First one, the International Advanced School of Theoretical Physics. The second one, to close the theoretical team on the theory of fundamental interactions, and the proposal to open a new one called Fundamental Interactions of Fields and Particles. And the third one, closing also a theoretical theme, modern mathematical physics, strings, gravity, supersymmetry, and integrability. And the proposal to open a new theme under the new name of modern mathematical physics, gravity, supersymmetry, and strings. The PAC recognizes all those three groups, in particular the first one, which does a very good job in training a young generation. Approve all three with first priority. Then there were presentations by young scientists. We had a total of 9 poster presentations. And the PAC selected the poster, How Robust is the Third Family of Compact Stars Against Pasta Phase Effects? It was presented by Irian, and it will be reported at this session tomorrow morning. So this brings me to the end. The next PAC meeting was scheduled on January 21-22, and we have a usual list of items that we want to discuss, and there is also in the air the possibility of having a joint session with the PAC for nuclear physics in order to have a joint assessment of the neutrino physics program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Itzhak. We put immediately in application the proposal of Michel Spiro to have discussions after each item, and this will be in the future true also for the reports of the general director and of the directorate. So please, if you have questions or comments.
I find thank you very much for the presentation. I find that the way of classifying the projects with first priority, second priority, and third priority, this is really instructive for us, and I appreciate very much this
thank
effort.
You. Thank you.
Please.
Could you please elaborate a little bit on E plus E minus? Detector, E plus minus collision, collider detector project, which you gave third priority, if I remember correctly. Why third? Why non-zero and third yet?
Okay, I will mention to you the points that were pointed by the referee report from our PAC. One of the things is we recognize that theoretical calculations performed within this project could be useful for any future electron-positron collider. However, there are points of concern. One, there are uncertainties on the choice of a future machine. Not clear whether this will be an electron-positron collider, yes or not. So this is an uncertainty beyond the high luminosity of the LHC. Then there is a limited capacity of the CLIC project to address the Higgs studies that were one of the things that were included in the thing that they wanted to address. Third, there is a harsh competition on these proposed studies which could affect the expected impact of this research. All those things together didn't look very appealing to the committee.
Other questions or remark? If not, thank you, Isaac.
Okay.
We move to the next speaker, Marek Levitovich, the chairman of the Nuclear Physics PAC.
If I can, yeah. Ask for the slides. So I have a pleasure to report on the results of the 48th meeting of the Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics. And We had also quite dense program, and I underlined the six topics on which we focus essentially in this session. So report on the concluding term improvement of the GNR phasotron and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research and proposal for its extension. Information on the concluding term organization support and development of the GNR education program, which was also discussed this morning. Status of the factory of super heavy elements and the quality control system for the construction of the DC 280 cyclotron. Commissioning first results of the Aquilina 2 fragment separator. Status of MAF high resolution magnetic analyzer and supercomputer Gavroon. New prospects for heterogeneous computation in nuclear physics. So as many topics were already discussed or presented in different talks this morning, I will concentrate essentially on the recommendations which were provided by the PAC at the last meeting. The first topic was on the improvement of the GNR phasotron, design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research, and proposal for its extension. The term is focused on the development and the improvement of accelerators for hadron therapy applications. The phasotron still operates, and with these new improvements, operates with the better performances. And it operates mainly for medical research, but should be replaced in some years from now with a new accelerator. And there is a plan to replace phasotron by a superconducting isochronous cyclotron, SC202, which has been jointly developed by GNR and the Institute of Plasma Physics of the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Hefei. So this the proton cyclotron with 200 MeV protons up to 1 microamp current at the exit. So we had the report on the advance of the design, both of the improvements of the phasotron and also on the design of the new superconducting cyclotron. I will concentrate here on the recommendations. So PAC is worried about the progress in realization of the new SC202 cyclotrons. In fact, there are two cyclotrons, one for the Chinese Institute, and one, the next one, the second, should arrive, should be constructed for Dubna, so which is a new task for the Hefei Institute. It recommends an even closer collaboration by establishing a permanent presence at Hefei in order to follow the more closely the construction of the first and then the second cyclotron. GNR should ensure that enough resources are also allocated locally for all further tests and installations of the cyclotron which will arrive at site. And the PAC recommends extension of the term improvement of GNR phasotron design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research until the end of 2019 with first priority. It expects a new complete project of the also implementation of this new superconducting cyclotron be ready next year focus on the time realization of this new cyclotron, and this topic will be also reviewed by the PAC at one of the next meetings. The next term is related, and as it was already discussed extensively this morning, to the team organization support and development of the GNR educational program. I will not stop more on this. We had a very nice presentation, a very detailed presentation, so I would like to convey the recommendation of the PAC for nuclear physics, which supports the recommendation of the 48th meeting of the PAC for condensed matter in this matter on the opening of the new term by the university. The PAC suggests extending the UC international cooperation, especially towards common double degree programs with GNR member and associated members. This idea, which was discussed during the PAC meeting, and I think this double degree can be something which is additionally attractive for the member states. The next topic is the status of the factor of super heavy elements and the quality control system for the construction of the DC-280 cyclotron in the FluoroFlab. So you have seen already the motivation in the talk of Professor Itkis. So I will not repeat that. Of course, this is the highlight new factory in order to produce and study the new elements and study the already discovered elements with respect to the different properties, chemical and physical properties. And the main constituents of the new facilities is, of course, there's a new cyclotron, but also new gas field separator, pre-separator shells, and other devices which will serve to study these properties. So now, concentrating on the status of the DC-208 cyclotron, we had a very extensive presentation showing clearly that all essential components of the cyclotron are on the good track and are under not only installation, but also under the test. And the major problem of this presentation, the major point of this presentation, was the quality control system for the construction of the cyclotron, which is constructed in compliance with the quality assurance system and the standard GOST R ISO 9001. And this quality assurance system defines project structure management, types of official documents, procedures, and the preparation, processing, storage, and classification. Stages, of course, of the DC-280 project implementation. And as it was shown in the presentation, and very appreciated also in the by the PAC, we had and we have ongoing the autonomous launching and tuning works of all the DC-280 cyclotron systems, which are carried out. Also for the gas field separator, too, this part is being assembled currently, and the documents for the obtaining of the Federal Medical and Biological Agency of Russia permission on the complete test and of the full accelerator, with, of course, with the beams, are being prepared, and this part is still ongoing. But for the this permission, the work should be accomplished already this year. All products and systems for the super heavy element factor were designed and manufactured in compliance with the quality assurance system, which was, as I said, really appreciated by the PAC. Recommendations. The PAC recommends that the GNR and FLNR directorates put all necessary efforts to allow for the timely completion of the construction, licensing, and commissioning of the super heavy element factory in 2018 with the first beam from the cyclotron this year. The PAC recommends that the quality assurance system devised at FluoroFlab be used during the launching and tuning work and the commissioning of the main system of the super heavy element factory up to the end of the process. The PAC recommends that thorough monitoring be provided during the commissioning of all above mentioned system as set up of the super heavy element factory in order to guarantee a reliable performance of the facility with design parameters. The PAC also recommends that the FluoroFlab director is focused on the preparation of day one experiments. We have seen very precise plans in the previous talk on the first experiments, and make presentation the planned scientific program and the next PAC meeting. The next topic, also related to the FluoroFlab, is the commissioning and first results already with the Aquilina 2 fragment separator. So just a short reminder that the Aquilina 2 fragment separator was commissioned in 2017 and is now ready for day one experiments. We had a report on the first test experiments in 2018. So the program concentrated on the physics with radioactive ion beams and focus on the beta delayed exotic delays of beryllium 11, on the scattering of helium 6 beam on the deuterium target, and also on the reaction studies of helium 6 D helium 3, which leads to the hydrogen 5. Method to study low lying states of lithium 10 populated in the reactions of the lithium 9 P was tested as well with for a moment low intensity of the lithium 9 beam, and the whole system is working quite well. The study of the hydrogen 7 and its 4N decay in the reactions helium 8 D helium 3 is proposed for the fall this year, and the PAC recommends the following, endorses the first experiments and the first results which were obtained, the Aquilina 2 fragments separated, and the future experiments will concentrate, as I just said, on the properties, measurements of the properties of hydrogen 7, and the request beam time on the U400M accelerated should be implemented. The next topic also related to the physics and instrumentation at the floor of lab is the status of the MAF high resolution magnetic analyzer. So this spectrometer will be used both for primary and secondary beams for the accelerator facility U400 and U400R. It will be used for the secondary beam production at low energy in a way which is complementary to the previous spectrometer Aquilina 2, as well as an energy monochromator. So the new magnetic optical system is based on the dipole magnet MSP 144 and the two quadrupoles. The figure shows here the optimal and the future configuration. For a moment, the MAF spectrometer contains just one arm of this setup with the quadrupoles and the dipoles here. So this modification with the quadrupoles improved the solid angle by a factor of 10 of the whole system. And then the expected performances are written here in terms of the resolution. And the whole system will allow to measure, identify fully the projects with the standard techniques of the time of flight, energy loss, and full energy measurements. So the motivation for the scientific program and this spectrometer is shown here. So it will be a universal device for studies at the energy domain near Coulomb barrier. Expect a large value of cross-sections for both production and reaction with exotic nuclei at this energy range will be fully explored. And this is somehow complementary to that ISO technique, that means post-acceleration of the radioactive beams, and it allows also to use and produce the refractory elements. So this is the universal device for missing mass method for spectroscopy and other experiments. The first planned experiments are on the multi-nucleon transfer reactions as a tool to study the neutron-rich nuclei, and study of multi-nucleon transfer reactions produced by oxygen 18 and neon 22. This is for the stable beams, and for secondary beams, search for cluster states in light of nuclei boron 8 and carbon 10, and also total reaction cross-section measurements. These are the major elements of the scientific program. Recommendations of the PAC. PAC appreciates the scientific goals and the current progress of the MAF analyzer, recommends completing integration of all its mechanical and electrical systems, and suggests performing the in-beam commissioning experiments as soon as possible to verify whether the project that performances all performances are achieved. We also had a presentation at the last PAC meeting on the supercomputer Gavroon, new prospects for the heterogeneous computation in not only, as you have seen, not only nuclear physics, but of course in all domains which are covered by Joint Institute. The recommendation is to pack it with interest the report on the new project and new perspectives, and notes the substantial progress in developing the high-performance computing component of this multifunctional center for storage, processing, analysis of data at the Joint Institute. The PAC supports the efforts of LEED to develop the supercomputer computer Gavroon as one of the essential tools for the further fast development of experimental and theoretical physics at the Joint Institute. We also heard three scientific reports. We heard a really excellent report on the state of art and future prospects of neutron activation analysis at the IBR2 reactor, presented by Fronta Sieva. The PAC heard the report investigation of subsurface layers of solids with the help of charged particles beams accelerated with the EG5 electrostatic generator by Kobzev, and also the report on the appearance of quasi-fission interaction in heavy ion collisions presented by Nasiru. We had also, similar to the PAC on particle physics, the poster session. We selected three posters among many others, and we recommended the poster, the fusion fission and quasi fission in the nearby reaction of sulfur 32 plus gold for presentation at the at this meeting of the scientific council. The next meeting of the PAC will deal with reports and recommendations on teams and projects to be completed in 2019. Status of the factor of super heavy elements, status of scientific program at Akulina 2, what was mentioned, evaluation of the projects of neutrino physics and dark matter research, which will be the PAC for particle physics, and program, as I just mentioned, program date and scope of this joint meeting, they are still under discussion. Operation of the existing experimental setups with beams of the fluoroflap, cyclotrons, and the obtained scientific results, consideration for new project scientific reports and poster session. And that's almost all. I would like, this is the last but not the least, I would like to thank the directorate and all people involved for the beautiful excursion which we had, which was organized for both parks of particle physics and nuclear physics. PAC's beautiful visit to the Sergeyev Posad and with the beautiful weather up to the last minutes and really a strong thunderstorm just before going to the bus. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Marek. Now the last speaker is the chairman of the... Please.
Yeah, just for my education, could you tell us what kind of fundamental research can be done on that superconducting cyclotron that will arrive in laboratory of nuclear problems from China?
This is what we heard also from the presentations. This is entirely almost entirely dedicated to the therapy and to the studies related to radiobiology. And
then I would suggest,
necessary for therapy.
Then I would suggest to remove from the team the adjective fundamental.
Oh, this is a long discussion.
My recommendation.
Maybe two questions very quickly. One of them is actually it is extremely good initiative to embark into this radiation biology program, and I'm looking forward for this new cyclotron. Though the question is how long the collaboration has been working on building this cyclotron, and when there are think and to deliver it. I mean, what are the advances? The other question is related to the completion of Super Heavy. Obviously, once the Super Heavy factory will be completed, there will be room for actually beam time at the Flerov laboratory. And so the question, what is the strategy to attract the users? Because we know that in Europe and elsewhere, people are actually complaining about the lack of beam time. This is the last really perfect place to attract the users. So is there, what strategy is being thought of?
You want to answer the cyclotron, and then I will come back to the floor.
Can I make some comments? Well, this cyclotron is under construction in order to replace phasotron, because phasotron is an old machine and it's not very effective to for patient treatment. And this cyclotron was dedicated only for applications for medical reasons. Now, our collaboration has about 3 years history, and due to some reasons from the China side, we hope to obtain our sample of this cyclotron in the till the end of the next year. Maybe 2020.
What was approved in the current program, this is the for 1 year. This is to finalize the design.
No, it's not for 1 year. You mean approving this?
Yes.
Well, I think two years will be better. Because not only to produce and to design the sample, but it will take some time to put an operation, to assemble here, and to make it as a working machine.
Well, maybe I will answer what was discussed in the, at the PAC. Definitely it was the feeling about the PAC members that the project of the implementation of this superconducting cyclotron here at site is not fully ready today. So what we would like to see is the full project, how this will be done here with the implementation. There are some modifications also between first cyclotron, the second cyclotron. The calculations are ongoing, so we would like to see this full proposal at the next in next year.
Yeah, because according to our collaboration agreement, there will be produced two different samples with a little bit different parameters. One of them will stay in Hefei, and the second one will be delivered to Dubna.
May I answer also the question of the second question of Esau? So the question
please
was.
Do.
So indeed, I think this is not a secret. I can say that we have really a very close discussion with the directorate of the Flerov Lab. Once the super heavy element factory is fully working, and then there is the upgrade of the new cyclotron. Looking on the available beam time at Flerov Lab, it will be more than reasonable, really, to introduce the system with the individual proposal submitted and approved by the dedicated committee for the Flerov Lab. So work on a similar basis as many many labs in Europe and outside, also for the outside users, so to becoming really the user facility, at least for part of the available beam time.
I agree with you.
Thank you. Okay, so after this dialogue with the director of Flerov Lab, I think that perhaps we can move forward. The last speaker is the
May I, just one simple question. May I
ask you to clarify attitude to the for long time recommended by Scientific Council proposal to consider to analyze priorities of all neutrino projects jointly by two program advisory committee. You somehow change these recommendations or suggest? Do you think still it is necessary maybe to arrange working of two program committees jointly to consider all neutrino projects?
No, of course we didn't change any priorities which was established by the Scientific Council. It's simply the question when is the most suitable moment to make this kind of evaluation, knowing that we evaluated big part of this program in January this year, so a few months ago. So it's simply the question which we are still discussing. When this should happen, of course we'll make and we are prepared to make the joint session and we shortly discuss how to do that. It's just as I said, the question, what's the most the best moment to do that?
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go on. Professor Dinesh Nag, the chairman of the PAC for the Condensed Matter Physics.
Thank you very much. Actually, I could immediately stop here and say thank you for your attention, because as you will see, there will be a lot of overlap with previous presentations. First of all, with Viktor Matveyev's, Boris Sharkov's, Stanislav Pakuliak's, and also Marek Levitovich's talk. Obviously, there is a considerable overlap also between the paths, but as the old Romans used to say, repetitio est mater studiorum, so I will nevertheless reiterate those items the condensed matter PAC was dealt with at its last session on 14th-15th June this year. So this is just the agenda. You cannot read it anyway, so I will just skip it. You can download it if you like. I would immediately show you actually the highlights. And the four highlights I would like to mention. The first is an alternative option of the new source of neutrons at GINR. Secondly, in strong connection with that, the scientific case for the GINR new neutron source. The third item is the cooperation between GINR and the National Synchrotron Radiation Center Solaris in Krakow, Poland. And finally, our usual exercise, reports and proposals on themes and projects. Now, as you have already heard, but let me tell you once again that we consider as our major task in the next few years contributing to elaborating the concept of a new neutron source at GINR. You know that neutron physics has a long-standing tradition at this research center, starting already from the 50s. The GINR neutron sources have never been just usual ones. At the moment, IBR2 is the only pulse neutron in the world, and nevertheless, one of the best pulsed neutron sources. You have seen also this previously. Now, as you also heard, in the mid-30s, the latest, this facility should be closed. So now we have to think, first of all, shall we need a new neutron source? I cannot tell you yes or no. I can tell you only my personal opinion, which is absolutely yes, for two reasons. One is, of course, preserving these wonderful spectrometers and so on, but probably even more importantly, the knowledge, the brain, the human resources. So the experience in this field, both technical ones and also, of course, in physics, that would be a big, big mistake to discontinue. So that's why we have started this process. And now here you see the suggested timeline. This was also presented even in a much nicer view by Boris Sharkov. So the main points are establishing an international working group. This has already happened. Organizing international workshops by the Frank Laboratory and scientifically coordinated by this working group from 18. The first one will take place early December this year until a conceptual design report will be concluded. Then we intend to publish a short, something like 50 pages, kickoff document elaborated by this international working group on the idea of the new facility until mid next year. That will be the moment when we will appear at the scientific publicity with this idea. Then elaborating, of course, and publishing in detail a science case, because without a reliable science case, you cannot start such a major project. Then elaborating a detailed conceptual design report until the end of 2020. And more or less that's it concerning science. And after then, the business will be that of the management, which is, of course, the most important one, elaborating the administrative and financial model for the construction, commissioning, operation and decommissioning until 2021, and finally taking decision on the construction of the new facility until 2023, which is, of course, the responsibility of the directorate and, last but not least, of the governments of the member states. Now, you have already seen, I can almost skip this transparency. The idea is anyway, which is now being discussed, a super booster. Whether it will be a Neptunium or plutonium based, I'm not going now into details. That was and will be discussed also by the PAC. Our recommendation is that the work on the development of the general concept of a new neutron source on the basis of the presented physical models, this, in this case it was the plutonium dioxide version, be continued, but also, of course, the other option will be discussed in the upcoming workshops. Then the PAC took note the report on a scientific program in nuclear physics, which was proposed by Yegor Lichagin. This is a typical overlap between condensed matter physics and nuclear physics. There are nevertheless several important reasons why it should be also discussed by the condensed matter physics PAC, and these are shown here, the most important being that we hope that we are all interested in a very cold neutron source, and we have to unite our efforts for realizing it. You know that a cold neutron source has, and even an ultra-cold neutron source, is important both for condensed matter physics, for investigating nanostructures. You have to increase the wavelengths, and that's why you will have to go to cold neutrons, but also for basic physics, for example, the gravitational interaction of neutrons, you need even ultra-cold neutrons. So this option should be realized also by the new facility. That's why the PAC recommended starting the development of a scientific case for the moderators of ultra-cold and very cold neutrons at the new GINR neutron source. Now, I think I can basically skip the whole story about the Solaris, because it was already presented in much, much more detail. I would like to add only one point which has not been mentioned so far. Luckily enough, there was already a formal progress in this process, namely an agreement between GINR and Solaris, actually Jagiellonian University, Krakow, on behalf of Solaris, was signed on 29th June, which is called Agreement on Cooperation in Field of Construction and Operation of the Laboratory for Structural Research of Macromolecules and New Materials at the Solaris National Synchrotron Radiation Center. So we are very optimistic and very confident that this idea will be realized. I think this is really very, very important. First of all, of course, from the scientific point of view, the complementarity of the IBR2 facility and Solaris on one hand, or even the synergy, which is a bit more than just complementarity, this should be mentioned first of all. But nevertheless, there is also a, so to say, political aspect, namely that would be the first case that GINR has a leg, so to say, outside, and quite importantly, a leg in the European Union. Then, information on the development of the GINR strategic long-range plan was given by Professor Sharkov. I would not like to reiterate it because you have just heard it in a much more detail. The PAC recommends that the subgroups provide regular information on their work at its future meetings. Oh, sorry. Page up. Yeah, okay. There was a... now I come to the reports and proposals on... I hope I haven't skipped anything. Okay, yeah, fine. Reports and proposals on themes and project. There was a project that was closed at our PAC meeting. That was the project of Yuri Nikitenko, isotope identifying refractometry at IBR2 reactor. The scheme is shown here. You know that neutron refractometry is basically something like a diffraction method, so the neutrons are scattered by a stratified medium, and by that, by this method, basically you are able to map the well, refraction index, so to say, of the neutrons as a function of the depths. This option added a very important point, namely, in contrast to the original idea, just detecting neutrons, secondary particles, such as gammas or charged particles, were also detected, which gives an isotope sensitivity, which gives much more information. So this option was developed in frames of this project, and it is it can be now used. It was completed. So the PAC recommendation is that given the successful completion of the project isotope identifying refractometry at the IBR2 reactor, the PAC recommends its closure. This is an example that the PAC is sometimes very critical. We have got a proposal to open a new project, development of a facility for measurements with test electron beams at the Gilepov laboratory, LINAC 200. It was presented by Professor Gustkin. The PAC appreciated the efforts developing new types of elementary particle detectors on one hand, but on the other hand, we have felt that we have actually no real competency as condensed matter physicists to say yes or no. We have not seen an elaborated science case from the point of view of our PAC. So that's why our recommendation was that we encourage the authors of the proposal to elaborate a detailed scientific case within the scope of the PAC for condensed matter physics, or alternatively to consider submitting the proposal to another PAC. But at this stage, no support could be granted to the proposal. Reports and proposals on themes and projects. There was a very successful report given by Mikhail Hnatic on the topics theory of condensed matter. That's traditional topics, and we all felt that it was very, very successful and that it should be continued. Nevertheless, the suggestion was to change its name. So formally, the old project was closed, and we suggested to open a new one. So the final recommendation, as you can read it here, the PAC recommended closure of the SEAM theory of condensed matter and to open a new SEAM theory of complex systems and advanced materials for the period 1923. Actually, this new name covers much better the future activity of these people, but their activity was very highly appreciated. The PAC took note the report on concluding the SEAM organization support and development of general educational program presented by Professor Stanislav Pakuljak. Since he gave an excellent talk here, I will not go again into details. I could not say much more than he said, just the other way around. Actually, we supported closing the old topics and reopening a new one. He also explained this idea that the focus will be not only education, but as a consequence of education, also a contribution to a human resource program. So the recommendation was to close the SEAM organization support and development of general educational programs and to open a new SEAM organization support and development of general human resources program for the period 2019-2023. The PAC took note of the conceptual project of a research center for proton therapy. We have heard about this story right now in much more detail. I think I can skip it. Our recommendation was that taking into account the real state of the Phasotron and the ongoing work on the constitution together with Chinese colleagues of the SC 202 therapeutic cyclotron, the PAC invites the GINR Directorate to elaborate the project of a new compact research infrastructure for therapy with proton beams, which could serve also as a pilot facility for future use in GINR member states, as well as an educational tool for training specialists in proton therapy. There were three excellent scientific reports listed here. I won't read them, you can do so. And finally, we had, again, as usual, very nice poster presentations. Of those, we have selected three ones, which were really excellent. And the best one, which will be presented at this session of the Scientific Council, was given by Dr. Glebov, analysis of the working ability of a planar graphene tunnel field effect transistor in the presence of edge vacancies. You will hear it tomorrow. This was our suggestion for the agenda of our next PAC meeting, which is scheduled for 24th-25th January next year. And with this, I would like to thank you for your attention.
Please, questions, comments? Michel?
Yes, thank you for the presentation. Just at least for me, could you tell us a little bit which considerations enter the comparison between a neptunium or a plutonium subcritical assembly in this long-term project?
Well, okay, both are superboosters, so there is actually not very much difference between them. The main discussion previously was whether we should build a super booster or another kind of pulsed neutron stars. But now I have the feeling, I cannot tell you actually beforehand because these discussions are still ongoing, but I have the feeling that more or less it has been decided if a new neutron source will be built, it will be a kind of super booster. And all the others are actually technical details. We can discuss them, but it will take a lot of time. So there is not much difference between the two ideas. Both are non-critical assemblies based on, this rotating targets.
Please.
Two, maybe three comments. You mentioned you mentioned in the SPAC discussions on the future proton therapy project.
Yeah.
Did you discuss the medical institution with which this will be developed?
No. So I try to emphasize, I can show you, I hope I will find it. Yeah. So actually, we just acknowledged that this idea as an educational tool, training facility, and so on, should be supported by the institute. Of course, the institute itself will never become, and it should not become, a medical institution for therapy. So this is only really a background for them.
Thank you. I have two more issues. The second is that it seems that the same or similar topic is being handled by different PACs.
That
concerns this particular project, cyclotron and the medical and the proton therapy center, but it also may concern topics related to radiobiology and to medically oriented applied physics. I was wondering whether we should not consider having more expertise within a selected pack and on concentrating the subjects within one pack, because there seems to be a lack of coordination. And this, of course, this is nobody's fault. It's just, I think, something which we'll have to develop. And that was my third comment. Thank you.
I absolutely agree. The reason why I have not presented it in much detail was that right before Marek presented it in more detail. Anyway, so that was an obvious overlap between the two PACs. What you mentioned, this is really a very, very good point, whether the condensed matter PAC, which also includes radiobiology, even astrobiology, is a reasonable homogeneous scientific board, or sometimes one should think about separating it and inviting experts who are really mainly focusing on radiobiology, radiotherapy even, and so on. At the moment, this PAC is responsible for this activity.
If I could just respond to that, I think it may be too early to think of a separate PAC. What I would suggest would be trying to decide how to concentrate the subjects within one pack, and the solid-state physics pack seems to be a good choice.
Condensed matter, which is not only solid-state physics, sorry. Yeah, absolutely right, I agree. So we always feel this project, we are trying to find it, to solve these problems. These problems are known since many, many years on a friendly, cooperative way, and until now it worked. But you are absolutely right, so we have to look to invite always enough experts also from this field. We do our best, of course, or the directorate does its best. That's what we can do at the moment.
Some other questions? Comments? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
All three speakers. Now we will take a break for the coffee. We have a responsible task after that, elections. So with my apologies, all the invitees are asked to leave the floor. This is a session only for the members of the Scientific Council.